The political stakes were high, and so was the tension in state assembly chambers as all 99 members cast their decision on concealed gun permits.
Have all members voted as they wish? If so, the clerk will close the roll. There's 65 ayes, 34 noes. The bill does not pass.
Republicans needed 66 votes, or two-thirds majority, to override a veto of Governor Jim Doyle, who was supported in his opposition to the bill by law enforcement and anti-violence groups. Six Democrats sided with Republicans in the failed override, but Gary Sherman of Port Wing was not one of them, even though he voted for concealed carry originally. The Democratic leader instead stuck with his party. And that's what Republican Luther Olson did, even though he originally voted against concealed carry. The Berlin representative switched because he thought this bill was better than past proposals.
The next time we see this bill, and trust me, we will see this bill again, it will be, in my mind, much less restrictive than the one we have today.
But Frank Boyle of Superior blasted the bill for allowing guns in too many public places.
This goes too far. This is a killer bill. It's a bill that is going to create harm and chaos by arming more citizens.
Another lawmaker who opposes lifting Wisconsin's longtime ban on concealed weapons is Jennifer Schilling. The La Crosse Democrat lost her parents in a restaurant shooting.
I support the Second Amendment, but I don't support it hidden in our coats and under the car seats and in glove boxes.
State lawmakers have dealt with a dozen gun issues in the last 8 years. Some, like Representative Leon Young of Madison, seem weary of the debate.
This is probably the fourth or fifth time it's been before us. If you all win, you win. But if it dies, let's leave it dead.
However, the bill's author, Republican Scott Gunderson from Union Grove, plans to revive the issue next session.
This is clearly about law-abiding citizens having the right to carry a concealed weapon under certain circumstances, and that is if they go through training and they pass a background check.
The governor didn't support this bill, and spokesperson Dan Leistgau says Jim Doyle will fight future legislation like it.
It's time to get back and focus on the issues that really affect people in their communities. They should be focused on creating jobs, improving health care, strengthening our schools.
Some supporters of concealed weapons claim the law will eventually have to be changed, whether opponents like it or not. They point to a recent state Supreme Court decision. It gave approval for homeowners and businesses to have hidden guns. This failed legislation went beyond that, extending permits to all qualified applicants. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.